It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hello and welcome to our program. We have a very special guest who's in, and she's sitting behind the keyboards, and she's going to entertain us with some music off of her brand new EP called I Love You Madly, as we welcome Irene Diaz into our studios and into your lives for the next 30 minutes or so. So hang around with Border Crossings. Irene Diaz is here along with Carolyn. This is Border Crossings on the Voice of America.
Tricky game.
Hi, welcome to Border Crossings. My name is Larry London, and for our program today, a very special guest is in our studios. Irene Diaz is here. She's on the road right now for a brand new EP that she has produced herself and recorded, and she's brought Carolyn in with her as well, and both of them are here today on The Voice of America. We welcome Irene Diaz and Carolyn to Border Crossings.
Hello.
Hello.
You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And it's very, very mature, well beyond your young age.
I guess so. I keep hearing that.
You keep hearing the same old thing, which is probably why you have been compared to some of the greats. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but to be constantly mentioned in the same breath as Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald, that has to be pretty intimidating.
I mean, they're amazing. They're amazing singers, and just to be compared to them. I mean, I listened to them a lot when I was younger, and their music's amazing. The songs are just very soulful, and I love that.
Mm-hmm. And you started as a classical pianist.
Well, I took piano lessons when I was younger, you know, like a lot of kids. But I stopped for a while, and then I went back into it and just writing my own songs. When I started songwriting, I was 16, and I started actually on the guitar, and then I eventually started writing songs and singing on the piano. So.
Mm-hmm. And how did you make the transition from classical music into, I guess, what you would define as blues and jazz these days?
You know, I don't know. I think just listening to different artists and just, you know, feeling the vibe. And I think for me, it just comes a little more natural. I don't know what it is, mm-hmm. but just songs come out. I mean, I have no intention. I think what I hear is what comes out of me. And mm-hmm. it's just a bunch of artists.
Is this what you always wanted to do, or was this a difficult choice? Because I read somewhere where you were a bit shy.
Yeah,
for a while.
I think for a while, you know, it's difficult to get on stage. Like, oh my gosh, you know, everyone's listening to me. I don't want all mm-hmm. the attention on me. But, you know, over a while, you know, I always get nervous before sets. I got nervous mm-hmm. before this. But, you know, I mean, music is music, and you want to touch people, and you mm-hmm. it's for them. You know, I mean, it's for me too, but it's more so to touch people with love songs and, you know, bring hope to people.
Mm-hmm. I was watching someone on television, Sia. Have you heard the name Sia?
Yes,
she's tremendously talented. She also has stage fright. So she performs facing backwards to the camera.
Wow.
So you might, you know,
Sia,
think about that.
Sia, right?
Sia,
S-I-A. S-I-A.
S-I-A, yeah. And she turns around.
Australian.
Yes, exactly.
She's amazing.
Isn't she?
I actually listened to her a lot, and there was a time where I was actually, you know, I never took vocal lessons or anything, but I would listen to, you know, these artists like Sia, mm-hmm. and I would, like, try to imitate and try to hit the notes that she would, and I'm mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, she's amazing.
So maybe, you know, one day you say, I'm going to turn around and face the back, you look at my back while I, because then I don't have to deal with the stage fright anymore.
Yeah.
So you've just created a new EP, and this mm-hmm. is your first EP,
mm-hmm.
and you funded it yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And you produced it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So this is totally you. This is, you're 100%, it's you.
Yeah.
So it can be exciting and intimidating all at the same time.
It is. I mean, it took a while. You know, I've always been writing songs, and I was trying to find a producer, and I was playing out a lot, and people were like, oh, do you have anything? And I was like, no, I don't. And so, you know, I was trying to find a producer, and I could never really find anybody. And Carolyn actually told me, you know, why don't you just produce it yourself? And so we started, we started working with one of our friends at his home studio. And then I started thinking, oh my gosh, how are we going to fund this? How are we going to, you know, we need to make CDs. We need to make, like, merchandise. We want to make a video. Mm-hmm. How are we going to do this? And so we went to the website, Kickstarter. We used that to raise money. And we raised about $10,000.
Wow.
For
That's
our
fantastic.
Project. Yeah.
But, this is put you in a whole nother level pretty fast, where you have to not only be a writer and a performer, but also you're a businesswoman now, because you have to figure out how to get the funding and then produce the product and oversee everything else. Are you two your friends, lifelong friends, and that's how the relationship started, or is it just because of the music? How did you two, you know, get together, you and Carolyn?
Yeah, we actually met at work. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a working musician,
mm-hmm.
and we work at the same job, but we met, and a year later, like, I bought her a ukulele. She started playing with me, and she's actually, you know, helped manage me in the beginning, you know, introducing me to people that she knew, because she used to work at Virgin Records, right?
Yeah, Virgin Megastore, mm-hmm. record store.
Yeah, and so she met a lot of different people, and that kind of, you know, led to meeting, like, Aaron Bird from KCRW,
mm-hmm.
just different outlets, and it was really cool. It was interesting how it all worked out. Mm. Like, wow, Carolyn knows a lot of people.
Well, very exciting. Yeah. You had your friends, your partners, mm-hmm. collaborators. So mm-hmm. we're going to have you do a song for us, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I'm going to do a song, but it's not actually on the EP.
Ooh, a bonus track
yeah.
that you can't get anywhere except here on the program. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's this one called?
This one's called Let Me Go.
Okay, Let Me Go. Irene Diaz.
Feel so good.
then time does me no good, and does me no good.
Wow. Beautiful.
Thanks.
Absolutely gorgeous. Irene Diaz is here on The Voice of America. Her new EP is I Love You Madly, although that song you just heard, not on the EP. Mm-hmm. So are you going to put a whole album out? Are you working on a...
I'm hoping to. I think for me, I'm learning a lot. You know, what's my next move? What should I do? Because, I mean, the music business right now is always changing. You know, people want things fast. And sometimes, you know, as an independent artist, like, you don't work fast because, you know, you funds and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, thinking about putting out a single, I was trying to work on an album, but it just didn't work out, you know, with the producer. But... Mm-hmm. You know, eventually I want to put out a full length, mm-hmm. but maybe step by step put out singles. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you have a beautiful voice. It, as I was listening to you sing, I heard similarities between Lana Del Rey. I heard some Adele. I heard Norah Jones. You have a very appealing voice and,
oh, thank
and
you.
Sound. You know, your style is lovely. Who are you listening to?
Right now I'm actually listening to, it always changes, you mm-hmm. know. I like this band called Rye. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of them, R-H-Y-E. Mm-hmm. We actually played with them back in January. We didn't play with them, but they were, like, on the same, you know, bill. And also, like, she introduced me to James Vincent McMorrow. Mm-hmm. Really cool. He does a lot of falsetto and mm-hmm. really great artist, songwriter. Who else? I don't know. I like Nina Simone.
Yeah,
I mean,
Nina Simone.
I listen
Simone.
To her... Yeah. Time to time. One of my favorite songs is Sinner Man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The full, like, the 10-minute long one. It's an amazing song. Mm-hmm. But I listen to everything. Mm.
And the songs on your new EP, you've written them all.
Yes.
And so, and there's a lot of love and mm-hmm. romance and relationship mm-hmm. in this. So, you know, this isn't just a romance CD. You're telling a story. So is this, are the stories actual true stories?
Some of them are. I think Crazy Love, we actually wrote it together. Mm-hmm. That came out of a place of love and mm-hmm. reality. And just, I think the song is a lot about, it's kind of like a vow. It's like, I'm always going to be there for you, mm-hmm. you know, no matter what, mm-hmm. through the bluest of days. And I Love You Madly is one that I wrote maybe about two years back. And during the time, you know, I wasn't in a relationship, but I was, you know, I was wanting to write a love song, and my past songs, they were never really about love. They were, but, you know, when you're young, you're writing all kinds of
sure,
depressing
sure.
songs. But that was, like, one of my first love songs, I Love You Madly.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was getting married around the time, so I was like, oh, you know, how do you feel about your husband? And so I threw a little bit of, you know, her stories and,
wow.
and that. And I Am Woman... I think that one came out of nowhere, kind of.
Hmm.
You know, when I write, I usually just, you know, get on my guitar or I get on the piano and I start, mm-hmm. like, making up melodies and whatever comes out. But I started gearing that more towards, you know, the environment and how the fact that there's a lot of mm-hmm. bad things happening to our planet, you know, as a result of, you know, carbon and everything. But
right.
I wrote it, you know, in hopes that people will see, like, I'm woman, which is Earth, and mm-hmm. You are man, which is us. Like, we need to take care of, you know, our planet. Tricky Game took me, like, a year to write.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, because I was trying to come up with a story, and then the piano was, like, really... It was the first track that they played.
Mm-hmm.
But that one was a tough one, but it eventually came along pretty nicely.
That's a long time to write a song.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's not like every day I was at it.
Right,
know?
Right.
I think
sure.
at times.
Write a little bit, put it away.
Yeah,
write a little
yeah,
bit, put it away.
You're rock constantly writing, mm-hmm. you know, throughout your day when you're working or just mm-hmm. gardening or doing whatever. And then My Sweetest Sin, it came out of a personal, you know, situation where, you know, I wanted to be the only one.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't, so.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
but it's
no
okay.
good.
I'm happy now.
Now there's a song about it. Does the guy know it's about that situation?
No.
No? So is this song, I Love You Madly, is that your favorite on the EP, which is why you named the EP that?
I think it just sums up everything.
Okay.
I think, you know, it was one of the first ones that was written out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually made a video for Crazy Love.
Mm-hmm.
And we made that the single.
Oh, great, yeah. Great. Are you going to do that for us?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll excellent. Well, how about it? We'll do it right now.
Cool.
If you're ready for that, Irene Diaz is on The Voice of America. I Love You Madly is the name of the new EP. This is Crazy Love. Here on The Voice of America. And the ukulele is an interesting instrument to put in a jazz album.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's been done before.
Oh,
maybe I'm mistaken. I don't know. I just don't think of ukulele when I think of jazz music. So it's an interesting combination that you chose. I mean, this instrumentation.
Mm-hmm.
And so is that come from the friendship, or does that come from this is what I want it to be? This is the sound in my head.
I think songs just come out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's planned. I think, you know, you use what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on piano, actually in the CD, you know, I use organ along with the ukulele, but, you know, songs just come out.
And when you're on tour performing, do you have a band or?
I don't. Mm-hmm. Not right now. I mean, it's very fresh, but it's going really well. I mean, us two touring together, it's a lot more, you know, cost effective. And
Right.
Yeah, so right now it's just us two,
and I think the fans seem to enjoy it, and especially when we go out, we get a good response.
Mm-hmm. So. It's unique. It's got a nice sound, but it certainly is unique. I'm sure that you know, it's not something that's done often, if at all. But if people want to see you perform, and I know you're out on tour right now, the tour is going to go on for a while. And where can people go to get the tour dates?
They could go to my website, which is irenediazmusic.com. Mm-hmm. I'm also on Facebook, so you could connect with me on my website.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned that you write the melody first. That's the songwriting process for you. You come up with a melody, typically.
Actually, every song's different. Mm-hmm. I mean, I usually start with the instrument. Like, mm-hmm. I'll do different chord progressions and then just hum a melody on top of it. And, mm-hmm. you know, words just come out. And I think I try to figure out what the song is trying to say. Usually, like, first words will come out and, you know, I'll go off of that.
Mm-hmm.
But every song's different.
So which is harder for you, writing the melody or the lyrics?
I don't know.
They're both challenging. Or it happens together at the same time. I mean,
it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun for me. Sometimes it's challenging, but it's challenging, like, tricky game. Like, I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, my gosh. But I don't know. Every song's different. And mm-hmm. I just love writing. Mm-hmm. I love creating. I love, you know, putting melodies and words together. And when it's a challenge, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. And people are saying great things about you right now. I know you've done some other major interviews, and NPR, National Public Radio, mm-hmm. said some great things about you. And in Los Angeles, you are very, very popular on the local circuit, and now you're mm-hmm. branching out.
Yeah.
Now you're going around the United States, and hopefully you'll take this on a world tour.
Yeah, hopefully. Mm-hmm. I mean, eventually, you know, I want to be able to, you know, make enough where I can actually have, you know, full band or mm-hmm. something similar, but right now it's good for us.
Mm. Now, if you weren't making music, is there something else you'd be doing, or is this the only thing you've ever dreamed of doing?
If I wasn't making music, I don't know.
Never thought about it.
I love drawing, but mm-hmm. I could have been a graphic designer, I don't mm-hmm. know, but I love music.
Well, there's a lot of people who, you know, I mean, are where you were a couple of years ago right mm-hmm. now, listening. And what advice would you give them? People who want to get into this business and don't know how to get into the business.
Yeah.
Would you encourage them? This is a good time? Would you say, maybe not right now? Or
no, I would definitely encourage it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a lot of learning. You know, don't look at other people's progress. Look at yours, because it's your story.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their own, and I don't know, it takes time. Sometimes it's less time for others, but keep going. Don't let anybody fool you. Oh, I can do this for you, and I could do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if anybody wants to sign anything with you, don't, you know, hold off and mm-hmm. make sure you have good advice, you know, good people around you. Surround yourself with great people who love you generally and they love your music. Just have a good connection, have mm-hmm. good grounds with the people you love.
If that's great advice. And if a major label came to you and said, we want to sign you,
mm-hmm.
Is that a goal of yours? Or,
you know, I don't know just about yet. I'm mm-hmm. I think I really want to try to do this independently right now,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I'm so new. And
right. You'd lose a lot of control
mm-hmm.
if you signed with a major label.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work, you know. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, because today there's so many social sites. There's so many things that you, mm-hmm. you need to be a part of because you want to engage with your fans.
Right.
And it's a lot of work, but, I mean, in the end, you know, you're the one who's connecting with the person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not some robot or some person that doesn't even know the people or anything. But it's good to really, you know, realize that there are independent artists who are making a living.
Mm-hmm.
And I know of people. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to get there.
And you're living in Hollywood, so...
Actually, I'm not
Pasadena, outside of Hollywood a little bit, you know.
Hollywood's
to
crazy.
The outside world, it's all the same. But you know, have you ever considered, I mean, with all the different music shows on television now,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, it can certainly save a lot of time and a lot of money, and you can jump to stardom right away. You ever thought of that road?
Like being an actress?
No, on, you know, American Idol or The X Factor or the... You know, there's a new one, you know, coming on, Rising Star, and all these shows.
You know, I actually did. I tried out for X Factor. No, not X Factor.
The Voice.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't pick me.
Really?
But I'm
I would have turned around in my chair.
Yeah. I'm glad. You know, I think over when I, you know, tried out, maybe my voice wasn't developed. And over time, you know, you get better the more you go.
Mm-hmm.
But I think right now I wouldn't want to do that because I love singing my own material.
Mm.
You know, I think for those shows, they have you sing other people's stuff.
Right.
And I don't know, everybody has their different range, and I sing my songs for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sing what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great exposure.
Mm-hmm.
you know, but for me, it's just not my route.
Well, Irene Diaz is here, and you have a lovely voice. The new EP, which came out last July, a year ago, is called I Love You Madly. So I'm going to ask you to do another song, but before we do that, once again, the website, if people want to get the EP, if they want to watch you in concert, where do they go?
They could go to my website. It's irenediazmusic.com.
And Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook, Irene Diaz Music. It's all there, like on my website.
Twitter, Instagram, you do it all. Mm-hmm. And you're in touch with everybody. You respond yourself, or you ask Carolyn to respond for you.
Yeah.
All right, well, what are you going to do next for us?
This one's a new one. This one's a more recent one. It's called Anything For You, and it's about love, and it's about breaking down borders and, you know, just realizing that we're all one together. But it's a love song. So.
Okay. It's about border crossings.
Border crossings.
All right, Irene Diaz is here on Border Crossings, and here's a beautiful song. Irene Diaz. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to meet you, and your voice is gorgeous.
Thanks.
And your music sounds, it's much bigger than blues and jazz. I mean, right away, when as soon as I heard your voice and I heard what you're doing, it's well beyond the description on paper. Your stuff is great.
Thank
Love
you.
Love your music, yeah. And thank you, Carolyn, for coming in and joining us as well. Appreciate having both of you in the studios. The new EP is called I Love You Madly. It's now available. I'm Larry London. Stay tuned to Border Crossings for more music coming your way.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town. No postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom.
blood stains, ball gown, stretch in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's a one in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. Care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's a one in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
Crossings, and it's the music of Lord and a song called Royals that made her famous from her debut album Pure Heroine. That's a request from Swabra Nakazi, who is listening to Border Crossings and checked in on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That's where you can hear your requests and dedications, and keep in touch with us and check out some of the videos we put online. Again, thank you to Irene Diaz for coming in and performing for us today on the show. And you'll be able to hear that when we post the archive of our program on our website by the end of the day today. And it'll be coming to Border Crossings television show as well. So check out BCTV, and you can go to voanews.com and click on programs and find Border Crossings on TV right there on the web. Coming up in just a bit, we're going to give away the Michael Jackson Escape album, his new CD we're giving away all month long. Be listening for a Michael Jackson song. When you hear a Michael Jackson song, be the first caller at 202-619-2077, and the new Michael Jackson Escape album is yours. Here's a request from a jock, Attack a Sick, and he is listening and says, "Gracias, Larry." And the song is by Christina Aguilera and Alejandro Fernandez.
Fuiste ave de paso y no sé por qué razón me fui acostumbrando cada día más a ti. Los dos inventamos la aventura del amor, llenaste mi vida y después te vi para ti. Sin decirme adiós, yo te vi partir. Quiero en tus manos abiertas buscar mi camino.
ti. Hoy tengo ganas de ti. Quiero apagar en tus labios la sed de mi alma y descubrir el amor juntos cada mañana. Hoy tengo ganas de ti. Hoy tengo ganas de ti.
Y el dolor, nada más amargo que saber que te perdí. Hoy busco en la noche el sonido de tu voz y dónde te escondes para llenarte de mí,
llenarme de ti. Llenarme de ti.
Quiero en tus manos abiertas buscar mi camino.
Y que te sientas mujer solamente conmigo. Hoy tengo ganas de ti.
Hoy tengo ganas de ti.
I'm not afraid to die.
King of Pop, Michael Jackson, Border Crossings, and Wanna Be Starting Something. A request from Anita Gregory. She listens to us in Nigeria and said, I've enjoyed every moment of Border Crossings, and she's trying hard to win the Escape CD. She didn't get it today, though. Today, our copy of Michael Jackson's new Escape CD went to Mogiri Machuki in Kisii, Kenya. Mogiri Machuki was the first person to call in when we played Michael Jackson, and he won the Escape album, and a lot of other people called in too, but I'm sorry, you just weren't fast enough on the dialing finger. And we'll do this again tomorrow. When we play Michael Jackson on tomorrow's show, call in right away, and first person on the phone will win the Escape album. And it comes with a gold CD cover. Not solid gold, but it's gold, it's cool, and it's got a lot of music that no one's ever heard before from Michael, which was recorded before his death in 2009. I'd like to also say hello to Payam in London. Payam is one of our longest listeners and also one of Michael's truest hardcore fans. And used to go downstairs in a room in Iran and used to paper the walls and the windows so no one could see in. And he listened to Michael Jackson music. So he loves Michael Jackson's music. All right, we got time for one more. Here's a request from Jan in Holland, and it's Chubby Checker, the King of the Twist. Let's twist again.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist.
Crossings and Chubby Checker, whose song The Twist went to number one twice on the Billboard pop charts. And that is a follow-up to The Twist. It's called Let's Twist Again, a request from Jan in Holland, who's listening to Border Crossings right here on the Voice of America. I'm Larry London, and that is it for today's show. Irene Diaz, thank you so much for joining us on the program today. And we will be back tomorrow with another hour of requests and dedications. And we have a Michael Jackson Escape CD giveaway, which runs all throughout the month of June. Tomorrow, it's listen for Michael Jackson's music and call in to win. And next week, we'll do something different for our giveaway, which I'll tell you about on tomorrow's show. Have a great night, and remember to tell your friends to join us here on Border Crossings. Thank you, Wagner. Thank you, Kat. And thank you, Mary and Vince. And thanks to you for listening. I'm Larry London, and Border Crossings is heard on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.